Hey guys, got another outdoor edition for you. Outdoor edition, I'm currently naked hiking through the woods. My nips are exposed. No, I'm just kidding. I just went for a walk. I'm getting ready for a trip that I'm about to go on. And I actually talked, today's topic is mostly geared towards travel, different types of travel. What could you deem as unproductive travel versus productive travel? Have you thought about taking a trip somewhere, but you're worried that a responsible or entrepreneurial person wouldn't go on that trip? Well, then I think you should listen to this podcast because it might give you some perspective. So, everybody, how are you doing today? You know, it's a glorious Saturday. Let me fill you in a little bit on what's happening with me. So that way you guys can be prepared for what's coming around the bend this week and next week. I am traveling to Taiwan tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, 1 a.m. Actually, it'll be Monday morning, 1 a.m. Today is Saturday, Saturday noon. I will be going to Beijing, from Beijing to Taipei. And thus, my two-week adventure will begin. I'm pretty much ready to go. I'm excited. But I do want to say I'm trying to temper my excitement. Because I do recognize and realize that this trip is not that long. 2 weeks is not that long. We all know how fast a week goes by. We all know how fast 2 weeks goes by. So, in no way am I fooled that this is going to be, you know, something too crazy, but I do think it will be a fun trip. And I'm hoping to reorient myself a little bit. And with that, I want to jump into my topic for today, or at least my first topic, we'll see how it goes, is travel, money, and perspective. So, one thing that's very interesting is you hear this from maybe speakers, entrepreneurs. Let's bring up Grant Cardone. Grant Cardone sometimes talks some shit about traveling, about if you're a young person and you're gonna, you know, you're worried about spending your time and your money traveling, then it's basically a waste, right? What you need to be doing is making money. You need to be generating that income. And I do have some opinions on that. So let me just say that I think it depends on what kind of travel that you do. What's the purpose and what's the frequency? So if you are doing what I'd like to call tourist travel, so if you're just like going to a place, actually there's a couple ways to break this out. So if you just are going to say like a beach resort or something for a couple days just to relax, whatever, personally, I would say take as few of those as possible, right? Because while there are some benefits of the relaxation, which can be very nice, don't get me wrong, in my opinion, the potential drawbacks outweigh the benefits. Now, this is just coming from my perspective and my personality type. So, if you go to, say, like a beach town, beach resort, you do that kind of shit, you're going to be spending a lot of money, on like hotel, airfare, all that stuff. And you're not really going to be gaining an experience, per se. You're literally spending several hundred dollars just to go to a different place to not do something. Now, I do understand that there can be some fantastic benefits to a decreased load of stress. Actually, there are great benefits to that. Decreased stress load, relaxation, great for the body, great for the mind. But what I think is that there are better ways to do that, right? So it's like, hey, if you're going to do that, why not just take a small trip somewhere else that's less expensive? And or why not just relax where you are? Why do you need to go, say, spend a bunch of money to, say, go to Mexico, you know, and go to a fucking resort town, hang out on the beach just for a few days to fucking come back, right? I've known people that have done that. You know, maybe they'll even go for a week. But the thing about those is that you're not really gaining any experience. There's nothing that you can pick up from that trip a lot of times. There's not a lot of things that you'll pick up from those trips and say, wow, that was fascinating, and I'm glad I went on that trip. You know? And a lot of times I think those kind of vacations blur together, especially because it's just partying or just hanging out. You wake up, just hang out again, and there's nothing really interesting about it. So I believe that this is what Grant Cardone kind of refers to when he thinks about travel. Or also, I want to go into another form, which is, say, the touristy travel. Nothing wrong with being a tourist. I mean, if you go somewhere, foreign country or something, or to a foreign place, I mean, you are a tourist. But it's very easy to get caught up being a tourist. And what I mean by that is going from place to place to place. So I was having a chat with my Chinese tutor, who I take Chinese lessons from, one of them. And I was talking about how I don't like the kind of travel where you go from place to place to place, because you don't really get to absorb the life. You don't get to absorb the lifestyle. And you don't, there's no real experience there. You're literally just you and yourself or whoever you're with, and you just go, okay, we're going to go here, now we're going to go there. And everything's about going from one destination to the next. There's nothing about living or enjoying the life or the atmosphere. It's like, oh, we're going to go here. Okay, now that we're here, next we want to go see these mountains. After we see these mountains, then we want to go there. Don't get me wrong, that's cool. That's cool, and I think there's a time and place. But I would caution people. I would caution people and say that if you're going to do those kinds of things, you know, for several days or a week, it's very expensive, and the potential return may not be worth it. Now, where do I think the return is worth it? I'll tell you. I think the return is worth it in an exploration. Really moving outside your comfort zone. And trying to absorb the life as much as possible. That's where, in my opinion, that's where you get the most out of it. Now, for me, obviously, the number one place that I went to was China, and I lived there for a year. And for me, it's like, see, that's where the real shit is. What I would say to anybody is that if you go to any place for a decent period of time, decent being, say, I don't know, we could say several weeks to several months to however many years, what's going to happen is you're going to gain experiences, and you're going to absorb a lifestyle that can heavily affect your perspective. And when your perspective is heavily affected, you can really come away with a new outlook on life, and which can help you create new direction. I'm going to go ahead and pause right there, run some sponsors. I will return. So, what do I think about perspective? Basically, my favorite kind of travel is the kind where you gain interesting and new experiences that you can take with you for the rest of your life. And that is where I have to disagree with Grant Cardone about the travel. Because even if it is it spends a lot of your time, or it spends a lot of your money, which hopefully you can figure out a way to not have it spend so much of your money. But even if it spends a lot of your time and you're not making a lot of money, there can be sometimes those trips, those experiences can be invaluable, and they can be life-changing. And because of those, it's worth it. I mean, like I've said before in previous podcasts, that my trip to China changed my life. I was there for about a year, and that was totally transformative. And I would encourage anybody to do the same thing. Do something like that. One reason it was so transformative is because I had to basically establish myself in a new land, a very foreign land, but in just a different place, establish myself, learn a new language, learn new culture, completely adjust, make new friends, all that shit. And what it showed me about myself were things, it showed me that there was a potential within myself that I never really imagined was there. And that's what I would argue is the difference between a wasted travel and productive travel. Productive travel, you don't need to try to be productive. You don't need to run from place to place and snap your pictures and do your shit. You just fucking live. Travel to fucking Thailand and just do whatever the fuck you want for a month, you know? Go to another country and just hang out for a bit, right? And when I say hang out, I mean don't just sit in a hotel and then go to the beach and then sit in a hotel and go to the beach. I mean, you know, get around the city, dude. Check out the public life there. Check out, you know, try to make friends. You know, just go and explore. Don't just tour, but explore. That's my advice. And I don't think, you know, and it's funny because let me tie this into Gary Vee. So Grant Cardone a lot of times talks about that. You know, hey, you don't need to do a bunch of travel when you're young. What you need to do is make money, travel later. And like I said, I just think that depends on the kind of travel you're going to do. If you are traveling just to get away, I would caution against too much of that. Because like I said, you're going to be spending lots of money to like literally just sit in a different place, you know? And yeah, it can be nice. But I don't see as much reward in that. Then you got people like Gary Vee who talks about, actually has encouraged that at times. And that is something that I think is valuable because he sees the value in it a little differently. Which is that you have to have self-awareness. It's so funny. That's such a good concept to tie back to. Is that self-awareness is going to be one of your ultimate... I'm finding for myself that self-awareness is becoming a critical factor in the decisions that I'm making. Right? And when I say self-awareness, it's things that I want to do, things that I'm good at, things that I can try. But self-awareness is also... knowing your boundaries, your limits, and what you don't like as well. And realizing, you know, what kind of potential you have versus what you're doing. Are you fulfilling your potential? There's lots of different things that encompass self-awareness. And travel, really explorative or exploratory travel, I think can really enhance that process of getting to know yourself. Now, I think you can do that in other ways too, other types of travel, but really I would like to put an emphasis on exploration. When you go to a place, are you really exploring a place? Are you taking in everything? Are you figuring out how to get your food and do your shit and change your lifestyle, you know? I really do think that's a valuable type of travel. And I would say that that's money well spent and that's time well spent. Even if you don't spend any money, you know, if you're 28, 29, 30, 40, or 50, and you say, hey, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and go to another country for a little while and just live. Right? Just fucking live. You might find that you'll learn things about yourself you never really understood. Like I said, for me, I learned that I had potential, untapped potential, that I had never really pondered. I never thought I could learn a language like Chinese. I never thought I could be successful in another land by myself. But that experience showed me a lot. So I'm very thankful that I did it. I'm very thankful. So if you're thinking about traveling, I implore you not to merely travel, but to explore. I think that the benefits, the return on exploration can be limitless. Whereas the return on tourism is not nearly as high. I'd say there's a much lower ceiling. Don't get me wrong, it can be cool. And I think for some people it could be life-changing. But like I've said before, one problem with too limited of a travel time is that if you're scared or anxious or worried, all you got to do is make it through that short period of time. But when you go on a longer trip, right? If you go somewhere for a month, for a few weeks, and you want to get out of there, that's a different situation, man. If you're in a place for several months, that's a different level of adaptation that will show you about yourself things that are well worth the money, well worth the time, in my opinion. So that's what I got to say for today. This is your Saturday message. For the next couple weeks, I don't know how this podcast is going to be rolling, guys, to be honest with you, because I'm going to be in Taiwan, and I don't know what I'll be doing, quite frankly. So I'm going to try to keep these uploads coming, but I don't know when they're going to be. I don't know how frequently, but hopefully I'll have some fun stories to tell and interesting things going on. I appreciate the listenership. We are growing. So spread the word, guys. Spread the word. Thank you for listening. Everybody have a great fucking weekend. Oh, you can email me at tayradio1@gmail.com. TayRadio1@gmail.com. Thank you. Peace.